Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven half the hour. How do you do? This is another hour of good conversation. I can say that prejudicially because I'm one of the guys whose name is on the label, if you will. The D in DJV is Doug Steffen. That's me. Jennifer Horn is one of the J's, and she's here. And the other J is Jay. Jay. Jess. You know, your real name is Jessica, though, right? So where did the J come from? I've never asked
Ever since I was little, like a baby, one of my nicknames was Baby J, and then J was one of the nicknames that just stuck with me for the rest of my life, pretty much. But it used to be spelled J-A-Y until I was in college, and my college roommate was like, you should put an I instead of the Y, and I'm like, that makes sense, and now I'm like, no, now everybody just calls me Jai.
I before E, except after
like
C.
Like a Jai latte, right?
Neighbor away probably comes in there. All right, so Victoria is not feeling well, so here we go, rushing into the issues of the day, the events of the day. People are talking about, I guess, Justice Breyer. I don't guess. I know he is. And then the relationship that he has and why he's leaving, all of that stuff, which is pretty old political stuff. They've been going on for a long time. So is Mitch McConnell the boogeyman here, Jennifer, or not?
No, I don't think Mitch McConnell has anything to do with it, actually. This is an interesting one. So it came out.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So the Senate, yes, there's timing issues. But apparently, according to sources that have been pretty loud in the news media, the announcement was not, I guess Stephen Breyer was not ready to make the announcement, yet they leaked it out to the news media yesterday.
They being Bidenites?
Probably operatives up in this up in the DNC, I would imagine, in the party. Said, yeah, he's out of here. He's retiring. So now they're scrambling. They're doing a ceremony at the White House. Apparently he wanted to pick the timing on when to leave, but the Democrat Party is worried about the midterms, and so they aren't worried that President Biden won't get to appoint someone because he's going to be around for another 3 years if he wants to be, but they're worried that the Senate will have a majority of Republicans rather than Democrats after the midterm elections, and so somebody had the idea that said, we better get this going. So Breyer's out and Biden's in. Along the campaign trail, Biden said he was going to nominate a black woman, and then they confirmed yesterday that that's exactly who he's looking for.
Why?
So it has.
What is there about a black woman that makes her more qualified than somebody else? Why aren't we looking for the most qualified person? If it's a black woman, great.
But well, you know, I totally agree with you on that. I'm not about checking boxes, but there's never been a black woman on the Supreme Court, and so one of the campaign promises that Biden made is that he would look for one if he had the opportunity to replace somebody. So that's it. Now, there's a whole list of people that he's looking at, but immediately, as soon as I heard this and thought about the timing, I thought, this is how he gets rid of Kamala Harris. One of the big rumors, one of the big rumors is that he could appoint Kamala Harris to the Supreme Court, which would mean that he could also bring in someone new to be his vice president, which means that the very low pop. I mean, Biden's not popular right now, but he's more popular than Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is historically
Daisy
unpopular.
Daisy is more popular than Kamala Harris.
So this could be a way for him to add Mayor Pete Buttigieg to the mix. Could be a way for him to add Hillary Clinton, dare I say, to become vice president. Somebody else who he thinks
getting
might
Hillary
be.
Out of the way. Hillary wouldn't take it if she thinks she's going to run, though, in 2024.
Well, and that's exactly why I think that she would, because there's we can be honest, right? There's no way. I know what Biden says. Biden says he's going to run again because he doesn't want to be a lame duck president, right? No. So strategically, he doesn't want to be a lame duck. He's not going to run again. There's no way that he has the energy, the wherewithal. He's not going to do it. So then you say, okay, well, then it's going to go to the vice president. Well, Kamala Harris is not popular. So this would be a way for the DNC to have someone in there to test the grounds. And someone like Hillary Clinton may do it for a couple of years, even though normally, under normal circumstances, she wouldn't, so that she could run again with, like, an incumbent element to her in 2024. So
to the vice president,
you mean? Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. Hillary does the vice president. Yeah. Well, Stranger things have happened.
Look, maybe he'll go after someone else, but this would be an opportunity for him to get rid of the combo problem. What would be interesting is you just need a simple majority in the Senate to confirm someone. So one of the questions, and this one kind of hit me yesterday early, is if she does get the nomination, and if Republicans and Democrats are split on whether or not she should be approved, the vice president is the tiebreaker. And so could she...
Talk about the sewer.
Be the tie-breaking vote for herself as the Supreme Court nominee.
Good grief. I feel like I just heard a synopsis of a Veep episode.
You know, I think that Jeff is the only one of us, and probably the only one anywhere, who will be able to think us all through, look at all the scenarios, come up with plausible and deniable realities of all the combos. How about we make Fauci vice president? How's that for an idea? Let's have Fauci. Let's start a campaign to get him away from the Center for Disease Confusion and make him.
No. Please don't do that.
So anyway, speaking of Fauci, he's been all over the place the last day or so talking about Fox News and how there's misinformation and Tucker. What is new about this? This stuff's been going on. The kinds of info that's come out of Fox, and those of you who are ardent Fox lovers and ardent Trumpers and ardent, well, even Trump doesn't agree with the vaccine stuff. You hear him everywhere talking about, get the shots, he keeps saying. Go ahead.
The only thing that, for people who want to vilify Fox when it comes to the vaccine and all of this stuff about COVID, they're clearly not watching. Every employee who's on the air, I think, at Fox has had the vaccine. They talk about it. They say other people should get the vaccine. I believe that he did get the vaccine. To work at Fox, you have to. Yeah, it was a mandate. And now he is one of the ones who questions Dr. Fauci, but most of them are like on board with what Fauci has said. I would call into question what they'd say at CNN and MSNBC, which I also watch, which seems to me like a whole lot of fear-mongering. They report everything that the CDC has said, everything that Dr. Fauci has said, and how much of that stuff has proved to be not true. Yeah. So, you know, it's all fake news at this point.
Okay,
right? Nobody knows anything about anything.
What do we know about Ukraine and the tensions there and whether Putin is going to push... Putin pushes film at 11. What's the scoop on the political side of this? Yeah, if somebody's going to take a shot, or they're always going to take a shot at the political side. Is Joe Biden strong enough to stand up to Putin? Is Putin going to stand up? They're going to put a fake leader in the Ukraine, all of this stuff. But we have troops on the border. Is there any movement in the last 24 hours? I didn't see any, you know.
Well, it seems
I hear a lot of yak. Yeah.
Well, the big story was that our very own State Department said that they think that the attack is imminent and that Russia is going to invade Ukraine by the middle of
February. That's interesting. I read it as being intimate, that they're going to attack.
And intimate.
Intimate, yes. Intimately.
Intimate. It's imminent intimacy.
And intimate, yes. Okay.
Right. And some snuggles.
Yeah, right.
Now, Ukraine is saying, hey, guys, let's not say this is going to happen, because why give in to Putin? It's very odd. Like, Vladimir Putin's diplomat, Sergei Lavrov, asked our State Department for written clarification as to what we're going to do for Ukraine. We gave it to them. Like, what is going on here? Kamala Harris says the ball is in Vladimir Putin's court. No, it's not.
What we're going to
it should
do.
Not be. Like, yeah, let's just at least operate in our messaging.
Remember that old TV show, Who's the Boss? Remember
that?
Yeah. It's good. Well,
the thing is that Vladimir Putin has 127,000 troops deployed to Ukraine. Biden says, well, I could deploy 8,500 troops to Eastern Europe.
There are other troops in the NATO troops.
I understand. But our troops are not even going to go to Ukraine. They're going to go over Eastern Europe. Essentially, they become like hostages waiting to be shot at so that there's like some false flag operation to start a war. Just leave the troops at home. I don't think anybody wants to see it dialed up. No one wants to send troops to Ukraine. We should be sanctioning the heck out of Putin. We should have never gave him the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And one of the things that people are talking about is, if we were really serious about threatening Vladimir Putin, you take him off the SWIFT banking system, which is the only globally accepted way to get payments from other other world nations. If you pull Putin off, his economy can't handle it for more than about 10 seconds. He can't not get money going in and out of his country. And that would be a great way. That's a kitten.
Cat?
For us. Yeah.
Jennifer has a new cat that's wandering. Like,
who's got it clearly not, can't be trusted in the studio at all. Uh-huh. She's making it very clear.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Well, anyway, okay.
But
so that's
you. You understand what I'm saying is that yeah. Like, if you pull him out of it, out of the ability for him to accept payments, that's much more effective than sending 8,000 troops to Eastern Europe and safer for our
I'm for that. So far, you're right, Jennifer. I haven't disagreed with anything you've said. What about you, Jay? Got any disagreements with Jennifer and what she said?
Nope. I think she got it all right.
I think she did, too. How about the...
I'm going home now.
Take that damn cat with you, will you, please?
I know. My agent.
The Olympics and the weather in China. Apparently, the weather is pretty bad over there. It's pretty bad here. I'm coming where you are, Jennifer, this weekend. I'm going over
it's
there.
Really nice.
Because there's a snowstorm heading up the coast here that is going to affect. I don't think it's gotten... It'll be as far Midwest as you in Nashville, but certainly... down in Washington, Phil, where you are, you're going to get some snow, and Victoria's going to get some snow, and we're going to get some snow here in New England. But it's wintertime. Hello. People make a big deal. The news media, look at all this snow. Hello. It's the end of January. Snow. Cold. North. Winter. Yes. That's how it works here. You know what else works? Calitrin. Calitrin is something with... Calitrin, put an equal sign. Remember the equal sign when you were in, when you learned your math tables? 5 + 2 = 7. Right? Well, with equal sign here, everything being equal, if you're on a good diet or if you're on a good exercise program, or maybe you're on both, and you need support to keep your job of losing weight going and keep it off, the best way to support that is with Calitrin. Calitrin is a fabulous product, all natural. The message here is clear. If you've gained a lot of weight like most people have, whether it be because of the holidays or because of COVID, whatever you want to blame it on, or your lack of ability to stay away from the chocolate box, then you need to go to toploss.com, take step one. Well, step one is to order it. Step one is to look at the info there and then order. And then use the DJV code, send it to pay for shipping, and you get their fabulous New Year, New Deal for the compilation of effects and just the success rates. Fabulous. So try it out. Check it out at toploss.com. Use the DJV code when you check out.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour here on the Thursday, January 27th edition of the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn. Jay Kirshner is ready to tee up the trending items, the gossipy trendy items, and one of them has to do with Kobe Bryant, believe it or not. Get to that after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What is going on, Ms. Kirshner? What's going on with Kobe? Kobe's still dead, I assume. What else have we got?
Ouch. 2 years later, people are still hurting. It was a sad one.
I didn't say they were hurting. It's just confirming in case somebody is going to make a television show out of this and bring back Kobe from the dead. It isn't going to work.
All right,
so what is working in the that wonderful world we call Los Angeles that, that Jennifer is there? I'm there part-time. You're going to go there for the story, no doubt.
Yes, yeah. So this week was the 2 year anniversary of Kobe and his daughter Gigi Bryant's death.
Could you believe it for 2 years?
2 years.
Wow.
When there's an artist, Dan Medina, and he created a 160-pound bronze figure, pulled it up to the scene in Calabasas where the two, along with nine other victims, tragically passed away. Yeah. And it was a temporary piece. He hauled it back down after sunset, but it was beautiful. It was Kobe, and he was in one of his Lakers jerseys, and Gigi was in one of her jerseys as well. And he's hoping that the city will allow him to put up a larger, more life-sized version permanently at the site. So he's hoping that he will be able to put a statue back up there that's going to be larger at the site where the helicopter crashed down.
So isn't that site kind of a rough? I'm picturing it in my mind. Along
there. Rough terrain. He pulled it up using a wagon.
It's not super easy to get to.
People are going there all the time just because
people hike to it all the time because it's the Kobe crash site. But yeah, it's you have to hike to it. It's not like you can drive there.
Yeah, there's no roads there. Yeah.
It's, all right. Think about when he died. It was before we had lockdowns. We were just starting to hear about COVID. I mean, it was like a totally different time, and it was only 2 years ago. Strange.
For the
it
was before.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that loud. It seems like only yesterday to me.
I still remember that morning. I was coming out of the nail salon with my mom, and my mom lived in England for, well, on and off more than a year, but I looked at her and I said, wow, it's like England out here. She goes, it is. This feels like a Stratford morning because it was so low clouds and fog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scary.
Mm-hmm. And foggy. It's like that in Northwest Ohio all the time. This time of year, or Cleveland, too, as far as that's concerned, that lake effect yucca.
Yeah.
28 after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is tonight's Top Automotive Tech Story. I'm Nick Miles. Chevrolet will expand its EV lineup in the fall of 2023 to include the Equinox EV, an affordable, functional, compact SUV that will start at an estimated MSRP of around $30,000 in the U.S. The announcement of the Equinox EV comes on the heels of Chevy's reveal of the 2024 Silverado EV and confirmation of the Blazer EV SUV, which will be available in the spring of 2023. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Pope calls for peace. The Russians have long-term security demands. Ukraine has already lost some of its eastern territory to Russian mercenaries. That has been ongoing for years with an estimated 14,000 souls lost. Pope Francis on Wednesday led a day of prayer for peace in Ukraine, calling for dialogue to prevail over partisan interests to resolve the standoff. The cost of money for banks could be going up soon. Jay Powell, the 16th chair of the Federal Reserve, says right now the Reserve's goal is price stability during historic inflation.
We're committed to our price stability goal. We will use our tools both to support the economy and a strong labor market and to prevent higher inflation from becoming entrenched.
Powell says once the pandemic dissipates, our economy will flourish.
If the wave passes quickly, the economic effects should as well, and we would see a return to strong growth.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A Trump advisor calls out Dr. Anthony Fauci. Senior advisor Peter Navarro on Newsmax Wednesday said that Fauci misled the people of America.
On January 28, 2020, it's an important date because that's the dawn of the pandemic. And I was fighting him on the China travel ban, which he opposed. But I've got the Wuhan lab behind me. And here's what I believe Fauci knew on January 28, 2020, which he did not tell us. He knew that the virus certainly came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology because it popped up literally within yards of this. He knew that he had sponsored what's called gain-of-function experiments in this lab, which basically can turn harmless bat viruses into human killers. He knew the Chinese had that technology. And so here's why that big lie of omission is so important. It's not just that the virus got unleashed upon the world at Fauci's hands. If he had told us, if he had come to the president, come to me, come to the task force and said, Eric, look, we've got a big problem here at this lab. We think this might be genetically engineered, and we need to do something about it. What we would have done, Eric, is pressured the Chinese Communist Party relentlessly to give us the original genome of the virus, which to this day we still do not have.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The big stories of the day, things that matter. Hopefully that's where you come in and where we come in on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, along with Jay Kirshner. Victoria not feeling well today. This seems to be going around. Jennifer was out yesterday. Jay was out the day before. Victoria was out the day before.
Mine wasn't a catchable illness, though, so that was good.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So speaking of catchable illnesses, Moderna and Pfizer apparently are testing boosters designed to fend off Omicron. Hello, the game's almost over. Why are you getting into this now? Do they know something we don't know?
This is what's annoying.
Or do we know something that they don't know?
They're already talking about the next variant coming down the road. Why wouldn't they be focusing on a booster for that instead of...
What if? Can we stop focusing on the vaccines and the boosters and work on the medication once you do get it? Like, can we have that antiviral? Yeah, therapeutics and all that stuff. Like, let's work on a pill that makes it go away a little bit sooner.
I think that what I have read, if we are trying to, that's a good word, scientists are saying, I guess this is, who are the scientists, because it depends, like, are they Republican scientists or are they Democratic scientists?
See, it shouldn't matter. They should just
of course
be scientists.
It shouldn't matter. Yeah, of course. Anyway, there is agreement with my two doctors that we'll make them scientists. How about that? Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus both say that we are nearing a time when the virus is, I suppose the word may be endemic, kind of mild and around. It's here, like our love is here to stay. This is here to stay, but not the way that we have been used to dealing with it for the last couple of years. Waning immunity, future variants, all of that part of the reality of where we are today. And it's just time to live with it and move on and stop the grousing and the moaning and groaning. Here's something, though, that I would like to have your input on, ladies. Apparently, pregnant Hispanic women are 2.5 times more likely to get COVID than other women. There's a healthcare network
why.
That, yeah, that's the question. Mm-hmm. They face higher risks of maternal death, premature births, stillbirths, that sort of thing, according to the research done from the Sutter Health Institute. 42% of all pregnant women had been fully vaccinated in this country through mid-January. The rate was lower for pregnant Latinas, black women way down, like only 25 above quarter of the black women in this country have been vaccinated. So if Joe Biden's going to pick a black woman for the Supreme Court, better make sure she's vaccinated before bringing her up, right? Bring her name up. That's going to be one of the qualifications.
For Biden. Right.
Yeah, right, yeah. Anyway, so women who contract COVID during their pregnancy more likely to undergo emergency C-sections than to be put on respirators. Well, my son, his wife, had a baby 2 months ago, and it was born the normal, natural way. It hurt. That was pretty clear from looking at the video. Anyway, so what are we? Why? This is also a Kaiser. You're connected to Kaiser, Jennifer, intimately. So the family foundation that runs the Kaiser hospitals is using bilingual videos and a lot of debunking of misinformation to encourage women who are Latin to get a vaccination or get all of them. I've seen a lot of stuff. Was it last week on Chicago Med that one of the subplots was a woman who was pregnant having a baby and she hadn't had her shots and she didn't want the baby. She said, I don't want to put that poison in my system. And at the end of the show, she died. That's pretty
propaganda much?
Kind of a heavy hammer on that one.
But Welcome to China, Tokyo Rose. Okay,
yeah.
Right?
So it hasn't affected for at least in Sophie's case, hasn't affected her lactation, the milk, the baby. She got shot while she was pregnant.
Is that it? Most people, and this is true with the vaccine, most people are going to tolerate the vaccine fine. And most people will have whatever reaction they're going to have to the vaccine being effective or not. But not everybody is like that. And that's what's so disturbing about doctors saying, well, we won't treat you. There are some doctors who say you can't have a baby in our hospital if you don't get the COVID shot. Mm-hmm. And the argument, I think, from young mothers is that there isn't a lot of long-term information about what this means for the baby. It's passed along to the baby in breast milk, typically, or, you know, part of the vaccine is passed along to the baby because the baby's inside the mother. Does it? We don't know the long-term effects. And so if you dare question that, then people say, well, just get it, you know, otherwise you're going to end up on a ventilator. It's just this one-size-fits-all prescription is ridiculous.
No,
I would
we are
say
not
Latino,
all the same. Yeah.
Yeah. And Latino mother, I think maybe you have a larger number of probably people who are involved in religion, and religious people, by and large, don't always agree with the vaccine. For whatever reasons, for their spirituality. And so that could be one of the things. Minority communities are distrustful of the government. Black and Latinos have been the slowest group to get vaccinated because they don't trust the government. I'm with them in this case. I don't always trust the government. We've learned time
either.
And time again that they're all enriching themselves while they're throwing out mandates at the rest of us.
I didn't do this because the government said
it
was a good idea. I was smart enough, I hope, to look at all the pieces of the pie and decide on my own why I wanted to do it. and when I wanted to do it. I kind of did it on my terms, but did I get hammered by all of the propaganda? Yeah, there was a lot of propaganda. A lot of propaganda. Speaking of propaganda, I hope most people, no matter what their age, know who Neil Young is, right? Don't you think most people know who the singer Neil Young is?
I would like to think so.
Yeah, hopefully. Heart of Gold was his first big hit. But he's been singing, he's now singing the blues, and never felt more like crying all night. Because Spotify made
now.
A choice. So he went with Monday, he said, "You guys, it's either me or Rogan." Well, unfortunately for him, it's Rogan. See you later. So he's taking all of his music off of Spotify.
No, Spotify did it for him.
Oh, they
were like,
Okay, fine. See ya.
You want your music on? Then we'll just go ahead and do it.
I just don't understand why people want to shut someone down that they don't agree with. Like, I don't think that AOC makes any sense. I don't think I agree with her. But you know what? I'd stand next to her and fight for the fact that she gets to say it. Right. Or Neil Young. I don't agree with him. But I would stand for his right to say what he wants to say. But when you make these stupid things where it's, you know, you got to pick between him or me, these ultimatums. Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, Bongino,
it's like everybody thinks you're guilty by association anymore. And that's not the case.
That's true, too. Yeah, you're right.
You'll notice the band. Oops, say it again there. I was going to say band Bongino. And maybe there's a Freudian slip.
That's his new name.
Yeah. He got booted off of Fox, I think. But he's got his daily talk show. And he's been saying, I got the vaccine, but I don't like the mandate that my company has. And if they don't do something about it, I'm going to quit. Well, they haven't done anything about it, and he hasn't quit. And so maybe there's a 2 and 2 is still 4 in the dollar and cent department. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Remember the Nazi? I mean, who doesn't? I guess troubles me about this is that there are people who seem to have some credibility. This goes back to all of the other bits and pieces of fake news, misinformation. How can it be that there, I mean, I understand how people, some people think or want to think that there was no Holocaust, that 6 million Jews didn't get fried in the chambers of places like Auschwitz. But hello, I've seen the graves, the pictures, all of the things. And most people get what the ultimate, what do they call it, general solution or the ultimate solution. Hitler said, okay, let's eliminate all the Jews within Nazi Germany. And then all the other countries that were in the grasp at the time, the French, all the Jews in France, they had to go hide. Or they'd get barbecued. In the Eastern Bloc nations, all the Polish Jews, they got dispatched. Can you imagine? This is the maybe this comes from Schindler's List or some other movie that we've seen about. Because there's nothing more vivid than the video of the ash that, in a snowy day, would come out of those furnaces. Yeah. You know that kind of stuff, and you think about man's inhumanity to man. How is it that somebody
for power
has so much hatred? It gets into power like that. And you look around, is there a lesson in that? Of course there is. And these kinds of people keep showing up. Putin, the Chinese leader.
Doing it right
others.
Now. They're conducting a genocide right now in China.
Yeah, right.
And we're giving them the Olympics.
Yeah,
and
right.
A pass on COVID. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. So what's the matter with us? Thinking it through. What's the matter with us? That is a question that is worth some time. Here's another question. Is Prince Andrew selling off all of his assets? The answer is yes. He's selling off his ski chalet. It's about an $18 million. He's going to protect his assets rather than pay off some of his sexual abuse accusers. So how many of these?
Nice guy. He doesn't want any of those girls to have his chalet. I mean, give me a break.
Uh-huh.
I have wondered if Mama Liz is like, I'm going to cut you off, dude. Enough of your crap, Drew.
Yeah. Mama Liz. I haven't heard her referred to as that before. That's cool. I like that. So he's the Duke of something. I forget what he's the Duke of, but he's a Duke of Earl.
Not anymore. He got stripped of every title.
Yeah.
Even the Duke? Well, he's still a prince, though, right? Is he a prince or not?
He got stripped of all of his stuff. Yeah. All of his titles, yeah.
Hmm. Okay, well.
I'm not a royal expert, though. Don't take my word for that.
The Swiss ski resort that he had that I'm talking about, $18 million, that's going. Let's see here. What other things are on the block? Apparently, he's got some property in America as well. I mean, what's his relationship with Fergie like these days? I know what it's like with the Queen. It's like the refrigerator.
She lives with him. Yeah.
She's still living there?
Yeah, I think they have it's pretty amicable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the Duke of York.
The Duke of York.
She's in a tough position, though. I mean, this is a father of her children. And also, it kind of calls into question, like, what did she know? And was she aware of what was going on with him?
And back to people and how crazy they are. The world is going bananas. Here's a crime novel in the making. The Tri-Cities Herald in Washington State reporting today. This is one of my go-to. I like to go to some of the little ones as well as some of the big ones. So in the Tri-Cities Herald today, there's a story about 23 people that this week have been charged with faking a series of car crashes, resulting in faked injuries in order to collect the insurance. There was an 81-page, 138-count federal indictment issued yesterday by the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the investigation revolved around a scheme with 14 faked car crashes. So how do you fake 14 car crashes? Would be, my way, these people must have been pretty clever, but not clever enough not to get caught. The crashes were spaced out over a 3-year period. They happened on remote roads at night to ensure that nobody was a witness to what went on. Prosecutors said that nobody was aboard the victim vehicle in at least 3 of the crashes. The at-fault vehicles, all these people ended up knowing each other. And you wonder, what again, how does the human mind work?
Think about if all these people who had these minds like this would actually put it for good.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's get a job or create something instead of this. Yeah, you got to work pretty hard to come up with a scheme like this. And good luck. I mean, good for the people in the attorney's office in Eastern Washington, U.S. Attorney's Office in Eastern Washington, for putting all the pieces together. This looks like an episode of some kind of Law and Order episode, maybe the new Law and Order when it comes out next month. The new old one will have that in it. 48 after the hour.
Hey, Gary, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 past the hour here on the DJV program is Tech Talk time, and because Victoria Keeler, who's normally the master of wisdom when it comes to all this stuff, is not here crafting her intelligence, we have the opportunity, Jay and I, to do the stories ourselves while we're taking over Tech Talk. That's a mutiny. All right, so anyway,
we'll first Tech Talk, next the world.
Yes. Apple has created a personal safety guide. As AirTag concerns get bigger and bigger, Jay, they quietly launched this personal safety user guide to help anybody who's concerned about or is experiencing technology-enabled abuse. I'm wondering if that's what happened to my email. I get no email. Could I have been hacked, I wonder, under the circumstances? Who knows? Anyway, this particular guide that we're talking about is a resource hub for helping you figure out what your options are if you want to remove somebody's access to shared information, as well as personal safety features that are available across the Apple ecosystem. I guess the most notable thing here is it includes a Stay Safe with AirTag and other Find My Accessories page at a time when an increasing number of people have come forward about being stalked. Have you any concerns about this? Do you know anybody who's had any of this sort of
I haven't known anybody who has had the problem, but almost everybody I know now will look for any additional, like, look at their Bluetooth and see if there's anything going on when they're out and about, because they don't know if their car is going to be stolen or if they themselves, especially my friends who are women and they're by themselves, are they about to be a victim? So we all kind of look. But fortunately, nobody I know has had an AirTag that didn't belong to them.
Now, Hub apparently is mostly repackaged information. It's a privacy guide that was first published about a year ago. It's a good thing to create an easily accessible resource, though, to help out people to keep their information safe. See, we've become so dependent on all this stuff. Everybody knows everything about you. You save this, you save that. So your safety is really threatened by all of this stuff, and yet people continue to do it. And I don't know what the alternative is these days, because everything is dependent on, if you don't have, you know, I'll send you an email, or I'll send you a text, or I'll, you know, send me. I never put any of my credit card information online because I don't trust the security, the data security stuff. Anyway, the guide is helpful. Timing not surprising. CNBC, BBC, Guardian, New York Times have run stories in the past couple of weeks detailing a lot of instances of users getting alerts that they've been tracked by an unknown AirTag. Other people have shared their personal experiences to social media. I don't know if we've seen any of those. Maybe we should share a few of those if we see them, Jay, just to have people hear what the stories are, some of them.
Yeah.
AirTag was launched last year about this time. Apple emphasized the devices had anti-stalking measures built in. That included notifications sent to iPhones if an AirTag was detected moving with them over time. And there was then they, I guess there's a sound alert that's been created. Anyway, a lot of people didn't think it was enough, so maybe this is. I guess time will tell. It's 56 past the hour.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
All right, so, Jay, apparently you don't have to say, Google, hey, Google, anymore to get the assistant to be quiet. How's that going to work?
Yeah, you can just say stop, which is a lot more easy and kind of a knee-jerk reaction anyway when you want something to stop. We all just yell stop.
Stop
so, it. So Google's smart home devices, they've had a version of this for years where you can just silence them without saying, hey, Google. So it's nice that the Google Assistant is going to be doing this as well. You will not be able to do it for songs, though, but that kind of makes sense because you can't be like, stop in the name of love. And then Google just stops when you're trying to get your jam on. You'll still have to say, hey, Google, for songs.
Really? Okay. Hey, Google, stop in the name of love. They bring on the Supremes, right? Isn't that a Supreme? That is a Yeah, that's a Supreme song. All right, well, we're clever. To say to Google, I want to listen to the DJV show right now at 59 past the hour, in fact.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.